WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know, life can throw a lot of curveballs at us, right? Sometimes it feels like we're constantly battling negativity, from those pesky inner critics to the external pressures swirling around us. But what if I told you there's a superpower within you that can help you navigate all that chaos? It's not about wishful thinking or ignoring reality, it's about harnessing the power of positive self-talk. Today, we're diving into how to shift your internal dialogue from those doom and gloom narratives to empowering affirmations. Think of it like this: your mind is a garden, and your thoughts are the seeds you plant. Are you planting seeds of doubt and fear, or seeds of confidence and resilience? The choice is yours. Here's the deal. Positive self-talk isn't about being fake happy all the time. It's about acknowledging your feelings, accepting challenges, and choosing to focus on solutions instead of dwelling on problems. Think about it like this. Ever felt that sinking feeling when you trip and fall? That's your inner critic whispering, "I'm clumsy, right?" But what if you replaced that with a little, "Oof, okay, I'll just get up and try again." You see the difference? Here are 5 key takeaways to start cultivating that power of positive self-talk. 1. Become aware. The first step is recognizing those negative thought patterns. It's like catching yourself daydreaming. You might not even realize you're doing it until you consciously look for those thoughts. Keep a journal or simply pay attention throughout the day to identify those self-defeating voices in your head. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Once you've identified them, don't just accept those negative thoughts as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this? Is there another way to look at this situation? Remember, our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's a survival mechanism from way back when. But you've got the power to override those automatic responses. 3. Replace with positive affirmations. This is where the magic happens. Instead of dwelling on what you can't do, start focusing on what you can do. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations that resonate with you. It could be something simple like, "I am capable," "I am strong," or "I believe in myself." Repeat these affirmations regularly, and you'll start to reprogram your subconscious mind. 4. Practice gratitude. When was the last time you truly appreciated something good in your life? Cultivating a grateful mindset can shift your entire perspective. Take a moment each day to reflect on the things you're thankful for, big or small. It could be your health, your loved ones, a sunny day, a delicious meal, anything that brings a smile to your face. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, "You are who you hang around." It's so true. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, inspire you, and believe in you. Avoid those energy vampires who constantly bring you down. Choose your tribe wisely, because their energy will rub off on you. Now, let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be a total self-critic, always doubting her abilities and putting herself down. But she decided to try out some positive affirmations. At first, it felt weird, like she was faking it. But slowly, things started to change. She started noticing more good in her life, feeling more confident, and even achieving things she never thought were possible. It's amazing what happens when you start believing in yourself, right? So remember, friends, the power of positive self-talk is within your grasp. Start by becoming aware of those negative thoughts, challenging them, replacing them with affirmations, practicing gratitude, and surrounding yourself with positivity. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep planting those seeds of confidence. Remember, you are capable, strong, and worthy. And I'm cheering for you every step of the way. What positive affirmations resonate with you? Share them in the comments below and let's inspire each other. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. It helps us reach more people who need a dose of mental fortitude. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.